More than 1,000 health professionals from across regional Australia are in Cairns this week for the Rural Health Conference, which got underway this morning. I caught up with National Rural Health Alliance Chief Executive David Bart.
This year's focus is very much about how everything is joined up together, the importance of sharing and learning from each other. It looks at a whole range of different things. I mean, we're going to have about 1,100 people travelling to Cairns for the National Rural Health Conference. It's a sort of the preeminent event in rural health. And so it's about people both sharing experience and setting an agenda for the future, but also about them supporting each other. People in rural and remote are often very isolated, and what it does is bring people together so they can actually realise that there are others who are facing similar circumstances to them, and so therefore they can learn from each other and they can develop support networks as well.
How important is that? Because I know in my experience in living in regional Victoria, there's some great health programs on offer in some parts that aren't on offer in others, and sharing the information that you mentioned there, is that done enough, do you think, within the health system and between health bodies across regional Australia?
I don't think it is. I think it's something that we need to work more on. I think we need to aspire to that. The reality is that when you go to work, you're often put in a situation where you've just got to focus on what, you know, who next is coming through the front door, or who's the next person you've got to visit at home. So it can be very isolating. It can be very much about the individual, the people who they connect with around them, and it's not appreciating the broader experience of others going through similar things. So to overcome that isolation and ensure that people are working at the best good practice they can, the best scope of their practice, you want them to be able to share with others and network, and to have in place ways that they can base what they're doing in terms of helping the people in rural and remote areas to attain the best health outcomes that they can.
Education with rural health always an important one at the moment. Can you tell us what sort of a focus will the conference have on this current state of education and attracting more doctors to rural Australia?
It'll have a strong focus on workforce, and it'll be about attracting and retaining, whether it's doctors or nurses or allied health professionals or Aboriginal health workers, a strong focus on attracting and retaining them, but also on building capacity and capability, because the reality is that when you're working in a lot of communities, you've got to be more of a generalist rather than specialist. I mean, we find it, as you know, very difficult to attract specialists to more rural and remote areas. People often have to travel long distances. So if you can build the capabilities and capacities of your local workforce to be have a higher scope of practice, have a higher capacity, that's going to be a better outcome for local communities. So there'll be a strong emphasis on that.
And the other one, the Rural Health Commissioner, that's getting closer. Will that be touched on this week?
Yeah, that will be the role of the Rural Health Commissioner will be discussed. That legislation is in Parliament, and we expect it will be passed before the end of this financial year. I mean, an important thing to note about the National Rural Health Commissioner, we think it's a great initiative, but it's not as if one person and whatever support they have behind them can be the real change that you want in rural and remote Australia. I mean, we do have worse health outcomes. We do have the further you go from capital cities, the harder it is to access services. So there's higher risk factors. There's a whole range of socioeconomic factors that come into play. So a Rural Health Commissioner will be able to focus on some key areas, some key priorities, and we like that. We think that's important, and that they need to make sure they do those things really well. But I think it's up to broader mechanisms such as the National Rural Health Conference, where you've got everyone together, to actually harness the intellectual capacity of those people and to get them to come up with solutions. So it's not just about the commissioner, it's about the whole approach. And our belief very strongly is that we need a national rural health strategy and a related implementation plan, because you need to deal with some specific issues, but you need to deal with the whole spectrum of issues. And that's what we'll be talking about in Cairns.
National Rural Health Alliance Chief Executive David Butt speaking on this week's National Rural Health Conference taking place in Cairns, with it getting underway this morning. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story, you can send me an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.